5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So the Eight of Pentacles, a card about apprenticeship and learning and looking within and discovering what you're really good at and saying to yourself, am I doing what I'm meant to do? Am I pursuing my actual passion, or am I just collecting a paycheck so I can go on vacation once or twice a year? This is a card that can go in so many different directions in the state of rock and roll. If you like what we do here at Rock and Soul Tarot, please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot and our YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot on YouTube. My Instagram is Orlando0616. That's where you could shoot me a message. Perhaps there is a song that you were reminded of talking about one of these tarot cards, and I would love to hear your opinion. I would love to get some banter and perhaps maybe some special guests. This is a brand new avenue, this podcast about tarot. I've been doing music, radio DJing for 17 years. I've only been doing tarot for 2.5. It's been a part of my family. My mother is a tarot card reader. She has been since I was born. I think she started when she was 14. She's 70 and still does it. I rejected this for most of my life until one day a lot of stuff started happening. I wound up doing a podcast and a radio show with a psychic medium, Jeffrey Wands, as a part of my radio company. And things started to really open up until I couldn't deny it anymore. Flew to Florida, got the cards. And when I look at the Eight of Pentacles, you know, Randy Rhoads was a well-known guitar player in Los Angeles. He was a well-known guitar player in Japan because he was a part of the original Quiet Riot lineup, not the lineup that released Come On Feel the Noise. Before the band was signed to an American deal, Quiet Riot, they started playing the Starwood in Los Angeles. They were signed to a record deal in Japan, and they put out two albums. Randy Rhoads had fans, but he didn't really get a chance to grow as a guitar player doing this type of pop metal. Well, in comes Ozzy Osbourne into his life. For 10 years, Ozzy was the king of heavy metal with Black Sabbath. He was angry for being fired from the band. He was looking to prove that he was not washed up and he can do it on his own. Now, Randy Rhoads, he had a choice. He could enter that band with his own merit, or he can continue to grow knowing that the challenges ahead and the career ahead was much bigger than the one behind him. It was almost as if Randy Rhoads was an amateur as compared to signing a major label deal with Ozzy Osbourne and now touring the world, not just in Japan, touring the world, playing actual arenas. So what did Randy do? He knew he was one of the best guitar players around in his circle. But every time Randy Rhoads got to a town on tour with Ozzy, he seeked out a guitar shop. He looked for a guitar lesson. Most of the time, the guitar teachers at the school knew less than he did, and he wound up teaching the class, according to a wide array of reports. But Randy Rhoads never stopped wanting to learn. Never stopped wanting to hone his craft. When the Eight of Pentacles comes up in a reading, you may be very good at what you do. You may be the best in your company, but perhaps it's time to break out on your own. There's more that needs to be done. There's more skills. So like if you wanted to start your own business, perhaps the trade that you know is very, you know, you're a master. You're great at it. But you don't know anything about payroll. You don't know anything about, you know, looking for the right place, rent control, and anything like that. So there's more to learn. When the Eight of Pentacles comes up, you're ready, but you do have to learn some more skills to get things to the next level. Look at Wolfgang Van Halen. Wolfgang Van Halen was 16 years old when his father decided to place him in the band as the bass player when they got back together with David Lee Roth. And Wolfgang grew. He went from being a 16-year-old kid to a 30-something-year-old musician now with successful tours and solo albums of his own. He started as a bass player in one of the biggest rock bands in the world. Took 8-9 years of growing with that experience. And then Wolfgang's dad, Eddie, passed away. And Wolfgang decided to grab a lead guitar, grab a lead vocal, and front his own band. He took that Eight of Pentacles energy and went to the next level. Mammoth WVH is one of the hottest bands right now. And when the Foo Fighters paid their tribute to Taylor Hawkins, their drummer who passed away, one of Taylor's favorite bands was Van Halen. So Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen came out with an all-star band. I think it was Justin Hawkins from The Darkness and Dave Grohl on bass. And Wolfgang shredded this guitar. Eddie was up there. He had to have been smiling from ear to ear because Wolfgang looks like an absolute star. You know, with the Eight of Pentacles, it's the finer things, the finer details that you have to work out. You've got the main skill set. You just got to look to perhaps, like I said, a business sense or learning just the finer things. You're ready, but just make sure you have those skills. You know, perhaps you're about to learn from someone, or perhaps you're about to take what you've learned from someone and move to the next level. When you look at a song that Wolfgang wrote, you know, he's an accomplished writer. And this song, when you think that you're ready, but perhaps you have some self-doubt, think of the words that Wolfie writes here. Wide awake, now I'm home. Right away, how we've grown. Not okay to blame yourself. Lay down and die like everyone else. Not okay to just give up and walk away. Hey, you, anything is possible. You're not the only one. Yeah, let me think you're unremarkable and prove. Let them think you're unremarkable and then prove them wrong. So it's time. You know, maybe after working for somebody for so long and being told this is as far as you're going to go, maybe it's time. Learn a little bit more. Learn everything you can and break out on your own. Are you doing what you love? Are you very good at something, but now you have the time, or perhaps the time has been brought to you to break out and do it for real, professionally? That is the Eight of Pentacles. This is Rockin' Soul Tarot. If you liked what we talked about, please subscribe, and I will see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.